The standard treatment for autism when kids are young is something called Applied Behavior Analysis, or ABA. Doctors recommend at least 25 hours of it a week. But autism specialist Dr. Stephen Mott at Dartmouth Hitchcock says most kids don't get that.
My understanding in my short time in New Hampshire is that the best that I've seen is 25 hours, but the average is 5 hours.
Using this therapy takes a huge commitment of time and money. Michelle Abbott of Hudson can attest to that. She's the mother of 2 young girls. Both have an autism spectrum disorder. Her older is Sarah. She was 14 months when the doctor diagnosed her. And within a few days, life at the Abbotts became anything but routine. A constant pool of therapists, occupational specialists, speech pathologists began coming to the house.
They taught me how to teach my child. They taught me how to communicate with my child. They helped me into the school system, 3 years old. They're only a baby, so for a parent, it was hard.
And it was expensive.
It's amazing the amount of money that is spent. I know my first year, especially with all the medical issues, I think we spent just on one daughter $30,000 out of pocket with all her medical issues and specialists and doctors and different therapies outside of school that she needed.
Sarah, who's now 6, bangs her feet against the legs of a chair as a teacher's aide asks her to match phrases with pictures.
Sarah, what color is this plane?
It's a repetitive process that gets a child to perform simple tasks that for most children come naturally.
Point to the pilot.
Pilot.
Parents often find themselves pushing for more hours because the therapy seems to work.
47% of children who receive that recommended level of intensity will go on by kindergarten. They will be very similar to their peers.
That's Kirsten Murphy. She's the director of the New Hampshire Council on Autism Spectrum Disorders.
And another 40% will make significant progress. An 87% positive outcome rate is better than most cancer treatments that I know about. So, you know, that has an incredibly long-term financial benefit to taxpayers in the state of New Hampshire.
So why does Murphy mention the benefits to New Hampshire taxpayers? Because in many cases, schools are paying for the therapy. And kids who get treated early will need fewer social services as adults. Thanks to legislation passed this year called Connor's Law, as of January 1st, insurance carriers will have to cover the 25 hours of ABA therapy. But that doesn't mean everyone with a doctor's prescription will receive it, Dartmouth Hitchcock's Dr. Stephen Mott.
The big stumbling block that we're going to have is in the state of New Hampshire, there's a limited number of certified applied behavioral analysts who really can help these children.
New Hampshire is the 22nd state in the country to reform insurance coverage for people with autism. But not every family with health insurance will benefit. The new law applies only to state-regulated insurers. Children whose parents work for large employers with self-funded insurance programs are not covered. And for those who are, state insurance officials expect premiums will increase between 0.2 and 0.4%. Children who benefit from Medicaid also won't get help from the new law. Again, Kirsten Murphy of the Council on Autism Spectrum Disorders.
I don't think it reflects well on New Hampshire to have a benefit that middle-class children can have and poor children on SCHIP can't have. We certainly need to do something about that.
The Council on Autism Spectrum Disorders is working with lawmakers to expand coverage to other markets. But with a state budget that's already tight, council members aren't optimistic. For NHPR News, this is Cheryl Rich-Kern.